Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to say here at the beginning of this program how grateful I am for your cards, your letters, especially for those of you who have offered masses and rosaries praying for me. What strength I have, I know, has come from your prayer. So may God abundantly bless you for being good to me. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. First is taken from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Are you? Are you ashamed of the gospel? Brothers and sisters, don't be ashamed of it. Learn it. That reminds me very much that the Pope recently released a new letter called Motu Proprio. Motu Proprio. It's actually a paralesis is the name of it, which means a parallelis. He opened for them. He opened for them. And it tells us in Luke 24, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. That's what he did before he went to heaven. He prayed for his disciples and opened their minds to understand the scriptures. My question is, when I saw this, I thought, my goodness, how many of us spend time on the scriptures? Even 15 minutes a day would bless you, change your life, actually. It has that power. This word has the power of God. This word is life for you and for me. And I especially want you to take a look at what Pope Francis wrote. It's very, very good for us. Very good. And now we take a look at the letter to the Romans. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Listen to that. It's the power of God for everyone. That's all tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for the Jew first and then the Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. Think of that again, the one who is righteous by faith will live. And that really is calling us to read the Word of God every day, even if it's one paragraph, but read it every day. Make the sign of the cross before you read it as a suggestion. You don't have to. But you're entering a time of prayer, even if that prayer is 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Some people they skim through the scripture in the morning, but that helps them to keep it in mind all the day. They ponder it. Take a look at yourself and see, what part does God's word have in my life? And I think that reading Pope Francis's apostolic letter will be very, very helpful to you, and I'll say much more about that later. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been made able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse. For although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man or of birds or four-legged creatures or snakes. That's what happened, brothers and sisters. They turned away from the living God. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lust of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. What a sad reading that people turned away from the Word of God for the Word of the world. How much do we do that? Is the Word of God uppermost in your mind? It is in mine. But I read it every day. I ponder it. I make time. Since the stroke, I haven't been able to get up very early. But sometimes I get up early in the morning and read it before others are up. I read it now during the day, but I make sure that I read His Word and listen and ask Him to give me the grace to obey it, to adhere to Him. He has so much, brothers and sisters, far more than anything this world can offer us. It's in the Scriptures that we find the fullness of life until we see Him face to face. Brothers and sisters, you don't want the punishment of God. You want the joy of God. You want the hope of God. You want the love of God. All we have to do is very frequently read His Word, ponder it. I'm trying to do that with you here. I really want to encourage you, even on your own, take the Word, ponder, read what you can about it, and grow. Make a desire to put your root down in the Word of God before you put your roots down in the way of the world. And that's what we do. It's either God or the world. That doesn't mean we don't need to pay attention to the news. It doesn't mean that we don't listen to the talks given by political figures. We do. But the important thing is, what do I listen to first? And who has priority in my life? Is it the world or is it God? For the heavens proclaim the glory of God, says Psalm 19. The firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth there resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. God's word is living. It's active. It's effective. It says in this translation, it is able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Ask God when you're praying, Lord, help me to understand this. What should I read? Don't say, oh, well, that's for highfalutin people. Or, no, it isn't. It's for each of us. God wants to show us more fully and just say, Lord, I want to know You more fully through Your word. Teach me that I might draw closer to You. And then the gospel for today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited Him to dine at his home. He entered. He reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Serve your neighbor, reach out to others, do good for your family. Then reach out to your neighbors wherever they have. You might say, oh, I'm so busy. Are you too busy? I've often had that question asked of me. Are you too busy? Is there something you could cut out of your schedule that you really find time for God? Because I don't want any of you who listen to this program to have to stand before the Lord one of these days. Oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, instead, inside, you are filled with plunder and evil. And that can be true for us, brothers and sisters. That really can be true for us. We want to be in a position, Lord, where we are following You. And today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Teresa of Jesus. She was raised up to show the church the way to seek perfection, that we may always be nourished by the food of her heavenly teaching and fired with longing for true holiness. She turned to the Lord. She put Him first in her life. And not all of us are called to a religious vocation, but all of us are called to love God, to follow Him, to obey Him, to give Him the glory that belongs to Him. Brothers and sisters, take a good look today. take a very, very good look. In fact, even with Teresa, it says that her first attempts at mental prayer were marred by excuses, by distractions and illness. On the one hand, God was calling me. On the other hand, I was following the world. This is Saint Teresa. But she persevered, and gradually she felt the call to create the precise conditions that would renew the prayer of her fellow Carmelites. Silence, austerity, and closure. Now, we're not all called to that, but all of us are called to reform. All of us, every day. Just today, if there's one thing in your life that you say, yeah, I want to get rid of that, but not yet. Really look at it and ask God if he would give you the grace and the strength. You give him all you have, he will give you all he has to change that habit. It might take a while, but let's really seriously take the word of the Lord here. St. Teresa is the most remarkable person to lead us closer to Christ, and that's what we want. She wrote a poem. At one point, she said, "Happy the enamored heart, thoughts centered on God alone, renouncing every creature for him." And we do that in different ways. Even to the people nearest and dearest to us, God is more important. We've got to get our priorities clear. "Finding in him glory and contentment, living forgetful of myself, in God is all its intention. Happy and so joyfully it journeys through the waves of the stormy sea." That's Teresa of Avila. "It journeys through the waves of this stormy sea." And this sea is stormy, I grant you, and it's getting more so, brothers and sisters. But what we want to do is be a people who listen to the Lord, who read his word daily. Some portion, you know, it might take you a month to read a particular book, but you can read a section of it every day. Just read a portion and ask God to teach you. Ask, if you have the courage, ask God to reform you in the areas that you need, that you might be more like him. Brothers and sisters, he loves you dearly. He loves you beyond price, as we see on the cross. He loves you. And no matter what mistakes you've made, no matter what difficulty you might be in, no matter if the world seems to be going just fine for you, thank you very much, I don't have any problems, someday maybe I'll look at it. All of us, wherever we are in our state in life, whatever we're doing, turn ourselves more to the Lord and read his word, even if it's a verse or two. Read his word every day. And gradually you will begin to see your life, because the word of God is living. The word of God is active. The word of God has power to change us. It's not like any, as I've said this to you many times before, it's not like any other book. Is your Bible kept in a safe place? Is your Bible regarded as holy? Take a look at those things, brothers and sisters, and may God abundantly bless you with much prayer. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.